Now we're going to take you from Back to the Future, the Twilight Zone, to Doctor Who. The theme of time travel is timeless in movies, TV, and books. What is it about time travel that is just so darn appealing?
It is very common when you think about time travel of people wanting to go back into the past and to change something to make it better.
That's Anne Vandermeer. She's co-editor of The Time Traveler's Almanac, a new anthology of short stories by some of the best sci-fi writers. Now, forget saving the world or preventing the next natural disaster. Nope. She says characters are mostly concerned with changing their love lives.
Originally, when we were approaching this, we thought that it was going to be pretty much adventure, science fiction, that type of a anthology, but we found basically a lot of love stories. I had read something somewhere when H.G. Wells was first writing The Time Machine and War of the Worlds. Those types of stories were actually called science romance. They were not called science fiction. That term didn't come until years later, and it really kind of struck me. Yeah, that actually kind of fits in a way. When you take a look at all these stories, you think it's really about the gee whiz, look at all these cool gadgets and all these wonderful science fictional things. But when you come right down to it, all of these stories really are about people connecting with people and trying to understand themselves better.
One of those stories that you're talking about is called The House That Made the 16 Loops of Time. Tell us a little bit about it.
You have this older woman. And she's been living in this magic house. And, you know, weird things happen when you live in a magic house. You know, not terrible things, but strange things happen. And she's been used to it after living there for so many years. But then something really strange happens to her where the house keeps rebooting and taking her back in time, maybe an hour. It's like rebooting to this certain moment over and over again. And it was the house's way of telling her that she really needed to change her life. She was in a rut. She needed to make a decision about a particular romantic relationship in her life. And the house was basically giving her a kick in the butt, saying, hey, you need to be looking at this. So I love that story.
It's very Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah, it was kind of Groundhog Day. But what's really interesting is things don't always come out the way that you think they're going to.
Right. Essentially, it never seems to work, which seems to speak to these rules of time travel that have emerged in the writing.
Yes. Yes. And I think what's really funny is that all the rules that you think that there are, they got broken along the way. When my husband and I first started doing research to put this book together, we had four sections of how we were going to organize the book. But when we were done, it's very interesting that all the rules that you think you know about time travel just got broken by all these stories. And the thing that's great about that is that it doesn't really matter. The bottom line when you're reading the stories is you're saying to yourself, is this a good story? Was I entertained? Did I come away and go, wow? Because in the end, fiction really is the most effective time travel machine in the universe, and it always has been.
Anne, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Anne Vandermeer is co-editor of The Time Traveler's Almanac. That story she told us about is called The House That Made the 16 Loops of Time by Tamsin Muir.